Brian Lynn.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Bangladesh's president dissolved parliament on Tuesday, clearing the way for new elections to replace the longtime prime minister who resigned and fled the country following weeks of demonstrations against her rule that descended into violence. There were no reports of new violence in the capital, Dhaka, on Tuesday.
Things are relatively calm, and we're trying to better understand the situation. The army is providing security across the country.
United Nations resident coordinator in Bangladesh, Gwen Lewis. The leader of Hezbollah on Tuesday pledged a quote-unquote strong and effective response to the killing of its military commander by Israel last week and said it would either act alone or with regional allies. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Hassan Nasrallah said the Lebanese Shia militia group would wait for the right moment to respond, but did not hint on its form or timing. And he said all international attempts at persuading Hezbollah not to retaliate were futile. A July 30th strike killed Fuad Shukr in a Beirut suburb. He is the most senior Hezbollah figure killed in nearly 10 months of conflict with Israel. Nasrallah's promise of vengeance comes amid rising fears that the Middle East could tip into full-blown war. The White House on Tuesday said U.S. President Joe Biden spoke with the leaders of Qatar and Egypt to discuss efforts to de-escalate tensions in the region.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Hamas on Tuesday named Yahya Sinwar the man Israel says masterminded the October 7th attack that sparked the Gaza War as its new political chief following the killing last week of his predecessor, Ismail Haniyeh. The announcement came with the Middle East braced for Iran's retaliation over